Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the
Fight
Dock.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. G'day, mate. Back from holidays.
Oh, fuck. As I live and breathe, we're in the same room.
Yep.
I am back from holidays. I decided 10 shows was enough.
Yeah.
You know, get the point across. If you haven't figured it out by then, I don't know what to tell you. Now, I've got another baby coming in July, as I've mentioned, and it was the last chance to just hang out.
With a baby moon, no less.
I don't know.
What did the
that?
Baby moon planner tell you to do for your holiday?
Imagine going to one of those. I did have a baby moon the first time, but a baby moon turns out you just go to Noosa.
Yeah.
And just eat food that your wife can't eat. It's pretty good.
Right in front of her. Blue cheese.
Yep.
Unwashed lettuce.
On the booze. Right. I was getting maggot. Yep. Having some pretty extraordinary cocktails.
Six coffees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Right.
Yeah, it's not full.
They need to see that. They love that.
We went down to Lawn, the Great Ocean Road. Well, it means nothing to you.
Well,
because
it's the ocean road, isn't it? Yeah.
No, it's a pretty fucking good one.
Yeah, I've been on it.
For Victoria.
Yeah.
You
know? How many apostles left?
Oh, I didn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
Makes you sad.
Yeah, they're dropping off. They're
Man, I had a mate in the US that took me on we went on a road trip around the US and Canada, and we drove from Portland to LA one day. Took Portland to San Fran, like 13 hours. And on the way, we went the Pacific Coast Highway and he stopped and pointed at some things that looked insane, better than the Great Apostles.
Oh,
Did I tell this on here?
Yeah, I think
so.
Yes,
and he said, you know what that's called? Shit. I said, nah. He goes, neither do I. It doesn't have a name. We don't care for rocks in the water over here.
When ours sort of fall into the ocean, an apostle disappears off the painting, I think, in everyone's houses. So sad. Eventually just be Jesus at the table.
As I said, went to Lawn and it was fine. I've got a fucked foot and knee from touch rugby, having just not played any sort of sport for 15 years and then putting on some boots straight out of Rebel Sport.
Straight into a sprint.
Yeah.
Stretching, fuck off.
It's for losers.
Yeah,
I'm not getting paid. I'm not going to stretch. And I fucked my foot and my knee and the physio said, keep runners on at all times and do not climb stairs. Don't look at my feet. Don't have them on now. Didn't do it. Knee's still fucked. Lawn is a hill.
Yeah.
But the best part about the trip was on the Saturday when the foreshore down there became a meetup for the SS Club. That's the owners of Holden SS.
Yep.
HSV.
HSV. The entry level HSV, is it not? Or is it?
It is the very bottom of the run.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's a club. It wasn't the GTO or whatever the other.
I'd like to see the Malou Ute. Camry sedan club or something. Just something fucking
It is, man. It's called Uber.
Uber. A lot of blind spots on Camrys, from what I can see. I've never driven one, but the way I see them being driven. Must be a lot of blind spots, bad designing.
The steering's fucked. Sometimes I've just come across. Indicators are broken.
Yeah.
But fuck, man, you would have had a great day. There's such shit cars that my 2.5-year-old son got bored
immediately.
He saw three come in and just went, nah, home.
It's just like, yeah, it's just like the road.
Well, you can barely tell the difference between them and a regular Commodore.
Yeah, yeah.
It's as if they've just been getting ripped off. Yeah, 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 it is. It's like a Berliner with a spoiler and a V8 in it.
Mm.
And people with reflective sunnies, a lot of reflective sunnies there.
Are they? You wouldn't trick up an SS for a wedding car, would you? That'd be more statesman.
No, I think some people are the type of people that do burnouts for their wedding photos.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Right.
Or a gender reveal gone wrong, bit of blue smoke coming out the
Never
back of an SS.
Never a better photo than a fucking burnout at a wedding. What a fucking great juxtaposition. We're coming to you from an Airbnb that I just moved into. And before you got here, I cleared the table of the candelabras and chalices and the glass plates.
Yeah.
And just it's not that well appointed. It's a great spot, though. Very good.
Well, you know what? You go to like a beach Airbnb and they'll have the shells.
Oh, fuck yeah. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. I think here, I don't know what
There's
they're going
none
for
of that
here.
Business. Pretty
we're,
good.
We're up the Paris end of Melbourne.
Yeah. I'll tell you what they don't go for is fucking stuff in the kitchen. I just had a frying pan of chai. Well, there's not a lot of gear in there.
It's a fucking ripper spot, though.
Yeah,
nice
pretty
little
good.
Apartment
nice
here.
Thick walls. Not thick enough for the guy operating a circular saw outside, which you're going to hear a bit of.
Yeah, you're going to hear a bit of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, you've finished your fucking run. I'm still going.
Yeah.
Melbourne. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we keep adding shows. As we learnt last week, the Icarus.
Ooh.
The Icarus of comedy.
Yeah, man.
And it turns out the late night show at Melbourne Town Hall. Well, Lower Town Hall. You made fun of me when I signed up to a 6 p.m. slot at Lower Town Hall.
Yeah.
And then you did the opposite. 11 p.m.
Bad news. 6 p.m. is a new good spot, I admit. 11 p.m. was bad news. Like, it wasn't rowdy at all, but I'm a pub comic. I'm just going to stick to that. This is what happens when I get ideas above my station. I went to shifted fuck all units. All the people who bought them went to the wrong place. They went to the pub and said, where's the show? And I said, it's down at Town Hall where all the thespians are.
Yeah.
And then I just got stared at for a fucking hour because I'm not a theatre act like you.
Oh, yeah.
And
I am one, aren't I?
I'm just a pub act.
Yeah.
And it fucking went badly.
Yelling, not only do I fuck, I leave it in, you know, like a thespian.
Yeah, just trotting the planks, you know, up down. Not me.
Talking about
coward
punching.
They weren't buying it from me. Yeah. They weren't having that from the likes of me. And fucking hell, I ain't going back. Cancelled the next one.
I love
See
that,
ya. Fuck off.
I love that your fans had a Pavlovian response to Where's Heggie's show. I don't know. Let's just turn up to
just
a pub.
Just go to a pub.
They didn't
It'll
believe
be there somewhere.
Even though it said on the ticket, Melbourne Town Hall.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, there's been a mistake.
Obviously. It was a fucking big mistake all round. I won't be doing that again. Fuck it.
Somehow
Gone.
Left the show with more pencils at the end.
Yeah.
People dropped some off.
No, you're not allowed to do things. They're pretty vigilant down there too. You're not allowed to touch anyone. You're not allowed to fucking shake a hand in Town Hall. That's off.
Yeah.
You can't. Not that I jump in the crowd or anything, but I'll do say goodbye afterwards. Don't say goodbye. No, fuck off. Everyone out. It's pretty pretty vigilant. The pub's a bit more casual.
Yeah, definitely.
As it should be.
Yeah.
And good spot. Anyway, yeah, I'm added a bunch of shows at the pub, doing three or four shows in a row on Sunday.
Oh, fuck, on the final night.
Final day slash night, yeah.
Big last quarter.
Whoa, whatever. Got to. Every show I add is a week off lifting heavy shit around.
Smart.
On a building site. So,
get around him. Get around Heggie.
Help a backer out.
Yeah, every ticket you buy is a bit less fucking tile dust in his lungs. Every extra show is a week away from mesothelioma.
Oof,
so
yeah. What a way to put it. Just paint yourself out as a victim while you're fucking trying to shift units. Live shows. This Saturday, 17th of April, 1 p.m. in Melbourne, Comedy Republic.
Yeah.
Looking good, but some tickets left, I assume. I've got nothing to do with it. The Perth one, I've got no fucking idea. 24th of April, 2 p.m. And then...
That's a big day too, because there's also our sister podcast, The Little Dum Dum Club.
Oh, yeah. Our little sister.
Yeah, little sister. We're the curtain raiser for their pod.
Yeah. Although I'll be walking in with those two in a headlock either side of me just to assert dominance from the start.
You can't even steal money from nerds anymore. They don't have it on them.
No, they
it's
don't.
All card.
Tip them upside down, get their cards.
You've got to bring a little square with you.
Yeah.
Just tap their wallet as you're giving them a noogie.
And Sydney, not many tickets left. It's nearly full. 1st of May, 3 p.m., Potts Point Hotel.
So yeah, get that's in on fucking that. Crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks, good. Sydney.
Yeah.
Perth will be great. I'm back on the source for this final weekend of Melbourne Comedy Festival in Perth
looking
and
forward
Sydney
to that.
As well. I'm very excited.
Having a sleepover at this very unit.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
That's what I do now. The last time I drank, I ended up just sleeping at Brendan Favola's house
yeah.
in his 8-year-old daughter's bedroom. She got booted out.
Yeah.
I think I slept on a princess bed or something. So I'm going to do the same here.
Well, this will be a bit different than that. Anyway, we should crack in, mate. We'll get going. Episode 57, we made it. And if you can cast your mind back to July 14, 1997. Bastille Day, no less. Continental Airlines flight 1837, Houston to LA.
Oh.
And we haven't had that route before, but.
Continental were massive.
They
were.
It was
a massive airline. Then they got eaten up by someone.
Yeah, I don't know.
United or Delta or something.
Yeah. George Bush, Intercontinental Airport in Houston, has 8 lactation rooms across 5 terminals. So. It's a new mandate for airports across the home of the brave. Lactation rooms have to be separate to bathrooms and of course, separate to the real world where women can just breastfeed wherever they fucking like.
Yeah.
Imagine the rhetoric behind that. We could just look at this revolting natural act, but no, just to be sure, let's put them somewhere else so we definitely do not have to subject ourselves to, and I don't even want to say it out loud, but yuck. Also, breastfeeding has to be called lactation, I assume, to homogenise it in case a group of Christians see the word breast on a sign and all get stiffies against their will.
And then on the flip side of that, there was an article, because I spoke about it on radio last week, where there's a group of people pushing for the term to now be chest feeding.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
instead of breastfeeding?
Yeah.
What, is that in case some men want to do it?
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Could you, if you tried hard enough, if your baby had great suction, could you get milk out of a man?
Man, Fev can lactate from one of his nipples.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's yuck.
Yeah.
It's not. I think that's just a bit of fucking liquid gonorrhea or something from his past.
Yeah.
That's not milk.
What do you reckon? Too many Baileys or
something? I don't know. It's something fucking wrong. I bet his dick lactates too involuntarily during the day.
Sorry, well, he listens to this on the drive in at about 3:30 in the morning. So
he's bigger than me. I'm not coming back into your fucking show.
chest feeding. That's a thing now.
But
lactation room, that could be 8 of them.
Yeah,
that could be more shitters. There could be more toilets. It could be an extra bar.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, more duty free.
Way more duty free. There could be so many fucking more cartons of durries.
Oh, man.
Instead of a titty room.
Fucking hell. Yeah, it's pretty mad, isn't it? I mean, despite the state Houston is in disrepair, no, I don't know why I said that, but there are only 2 states, mate, Queensland and pissed. Nah. But Houston, right, it's actually, despite being in Texas, it's pretty progressive, which maybe can't be said for all of Texas, although we can talk.
Well, Austin's their big, their lowercase L liberal city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Houston elected an openly lesbian mayor. She was in for years, loosening off the Bible Belt just a little bit. They're back to old men now, though. Normality restored, thank goodness. despite what I've just said, though, Texas, pretty fucking violent. I've been flicking through, and this is a recent...
Murderpedia,
fuck. What a time. That is it's a big time waster. But as we said last week, I've been flicking through that, and you get a list country by country of single culprit murderers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't think they have warlords and the like, but country by country, you can go like Australia, you know, wherever. This is
no warlords. What about George Bush, man?
Well, yeah, he wouldn't be listed as a murderer on here. None of them are. And this is an indication of how much they love murder in the USA. But theirs are listed by state, right?
Yeah.
Second place, New York, 163 cases on Murderpedia, right? I'm sure there's more murders per day, but these are notable fucking good story ones.
Yeah, this isn't just a
163. First place, Texas, 828 notable murders.
Yeah.
More than nearly every other country in the world.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Notable.
Yeah, ones that, you know, are a good read.
Yeah.
You know, not just your average.
Stock standard gun held sideways out of a car.
Yeah.
Oops, got someone at the playground.
No, these are proper good ones.
Yeah.
Entertaining ones. You know. Anyway, So we're in Texas, right? Susan Callahan.
Have you been, by the way?
To Texas?
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Yeah. How'd you go?
Well, pretty good.
Yeah.
I was just cruising around the car, sleeping in the back.
Fuck yeah.
Seeing stuff. I was out in the country, mate. Most of my trip to America didn't involve cities because sleeping in a car in the city, not great.
Frowned upon.
Yeah. Not frowned upon, more sort of scary.
Yeah.
The few times I did, I had cops knock on the door with a gun and shit while I was in my sleeping bag, and then they find out where you're from and they say, oh, we thought you were dead. Just saw a body in a sleeping bag in the back of the car, you know. We'll come and check on you later. Go back to sleep. You go, I'm not going back to sleep. Jesus Christ. Once I had to get out in my boxer shorts in Texas, actually, fucking freezing cold.
Yeah.
And that like is, barefoot up against the car. And they didn't frisk me because I had nothing on, but I said, fuck, can I get back in my sleeping bag? It is cold.
And you couldn't fall asleep after that, after the old Texan bedtime story.
Yeah.
Which is getting yelled at while somebody holds a firearm.
Yeah.
Did you get across to Odessa? Did you get to West Texas?
I got to West Texas, yeah. I actually drove into Mexico a little bit from there and came back out at El Paso, I believe, the old West Texas town of El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, cruised around the country mainly. I mean, this is fucking so long ago. This is 90s. I can't remember all the spots.
The only reason I ask Odessa is the home of Friday Night Lights, the Permian Panthers.
Oh, no, I didn't give a fuck about football. Is it football?
Yeah, high school football.
Yeah, right.
The only place I've seen like high school football on the back of the paper outside of America is Queensland.
Oh, when there's a biff or a fucking...
No. Just when they're like, shit, this kid's going to be in the fucking Wallaby. Like,
oh, okay.
They don't show that in Victoria. Maybe if somebody's number one draft pick, but on the back of the Courier Mail, they'll just show...
Oh, they have Nudgee versus Terrace fucking...
Yeah.
This is on this weekend. Yeah, who cares? They're boys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're into it. I went to some football and I went to a few sporting events in America, though, just for the spectacle, and didn't care about the games, but pretty good. Like 100,000 people watching a bunch of fucking kids.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
Screaming their heads
off.
Oh,
you went to college football?
College
games.
Football.
Where'd you go?
Don't know.
Great.
I mean, I was in Cleveland. I went to one. Fuck, it was huge. Biggest stadium I've ever been in. It was rammed.
Ohio,
yeah.
You didn't go Ohio State to the Horseshoe,
maybe.
The Buckeyes.
I don't know.
Red?
Fuck, man. I don't know.
100,000, that'd be it.
Yeah, it was huge.
Fuck yeah.
And, a few other miscellaneous games, but it's not like pulling your fucking Kingswood up and peeling a banana and watching some fucking Aussie cricket or something from the car.
No
way. It's big.
It's drinking big in the news. Car park for 10 hours beforehand.
And there's so many fucking people.
Yeah.
Well, those baseball games are on every day, aren't they?
Well, they're back now. I think Texas Rangers, the first place in America to have 100% capacity
because
they beat COVID. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Just said it's beaten. Yep. Now it's beaten.
Well, what did they have yesterday?
Bigger than a Texas T-bone. You can't bloody keep a good man down.
Well, man, they only had 1,500 new cases yesterday and 24 new deaths.
So in Texas?
So that brings it to a total of 2.83 million cases in Texas.
Yeah.
It's down to 1,500.
Well, they save so many lives staying in their houses. There's only so many people you can shoot in your own fucking house. If they all stayed home, there'd be way less people dying. So that's done. They've got a lot of catching up to do. So Susan Callahan and Thomas Casper, some classic Texans, they've gotten on the flight, right, and they immediately just asked if they can sit in first class, I assume in commemoration of the storming of the Bastille. The answer was a hard no.
They asked that on board.
Yeah.
That's.
I know.
They just have a spare couple of tickets in their pockets for empty seats.
Oh, yeah, glad you asked.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there's
you
one.
Two look nice. They asked again and got the same answer. So that's when the antics began. It's too late by the time you get on. Also, pretty sure that's a thing of the past anyway, like just batting your eyelids at a fucking check-in desk and thinking that's going to happen.
No I told way. You, the only hack, life hack that I've got is when we can fly overseas again, and that is you go to the first class business class check-in, even though you're in economy, and say, I applied for it because the economy line's out the fucking door.
Yeah, yeah.
There's six people in the other one. So you go there and say, I applied for an upgrade online, but I haven't heard back. Any luck? And they type your name in and you go, nah. You go, fuck. I said, that's all right. We'll check in here.
And do you get an upgrade sometimes or just?
No.
Oh, right.
It's just you don't just go in that line.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have told anyone that.
Yeah.
Buttering someone up at the check-in desk, that's gone. You don't just leap the fucking chasm of the class divide by being nice now anymore. It just doesn't work. You sip it a buck's fizz on takeoff without it. Fuck off.
Also, dressing up at the airport would make you suspicious now. If you're in a suit before a long-haul flight.
Yeah.
It's like, no, man, I've been upgraded before on a long-haul flight. I was the best dressed just because my tracksuit was the same colour.
Yeah.
People are fucking pigs.
People in business class now have already got a fucking neck pillow on outside in the smoke and darts area, putting a ciggy out with their thong straight into business. That's what business is now.
Lynx Africa. I had that on up there. They'll let anyone in.
They walk down and just spray Lynx Africa now in the quarantine part of the fucking. Smooth talking, that only works for certain types. And this pair were not of that ilk. They did what anyone in their situation would do.
Stand your ground.
They did not back down.
Fuck yeah. Well,
that would
Texas,
be
baby.
Embarrassing. I mean, once you've exposed yourself as a fucking scab and everyone looking knows you're a scummy little freeloader, you've got to piss on the fence post somehow. And you see this all the time. It's like when you see, for me, like a confident jaywalker scuttling back to the footpath and then they'll just give the car the finger or something. You can't just go, nah, I fucked up.
Yeah.
No one does that anymore. That's gone. Been outgunned by a four-lane bank of angry morning traffic. Fuck off. I'm not having that. I mean, I'm not going to die. Stopping short of that, I'm going to give someone a finger or something. They've got to do something. Yeah. Job done. So these two have activated Operation Save Face, which involved them just going fucking berserk on the plane. And they're running up and down, screaming and crawling up and down the aisles, right?
It's not going to help the case.
Yeah. Thomas declared, we're taking this plane down. And he's tried to open the emergency door. Classic fucking, a flight attendant stopped him, right? But he was waving two pots of coffee around by this stage.
Sick.
Which may have added to his failure to open the door, which is already impossible. I've tried opening normal doors before with two plates of food in my hands with decidedly mixed results.
Yeah.
With your fucking foot or something trying to turn a doorknob. No, no fucking way. Two pots of coffee, no chance. Especially that shit in those bulbous glass bowls that Americans love.
And you need that to be saloon doors. They're the only ones you're getting open, holding two coffee pots.
Man, that'd be great if Texan flights had fucking saloon doors. Get a good swing on them, flicking people out the door in no time.
Bit of tumbleweed up there at 35,000 feet. Dodge that. Man, I fucking almost hit a tumbleweed at speed the other day, coming back down the Great Ocean Road.
What do you mean?
Coming back from Lawn, a big fucking tumbleweed.
Like a big one. All right.
Yeah, and it like hit into the fence. I had to swerve. Right. On the road, we're doing, 110 or whatever.
Yeah.
Cheeky swerve. Yeah, fuck, they can, with a bit of weight behind them, it was more like almost a bale of hay. It was fucking huge.
Yeah, right. Could have been someone in it.
Bit of country boredom. Roll your mate across the freeway, covered in straw.
There he goes. Man, you joke about that. We used to have this, at our place, we had grass down like a steep grass hill. So we're in cardboard boxes all the time, sliding down that. And sometimes I get pushed too hard and I was pretty little, straight out on the road, like across the driveway and onto the road. And I fuck, jump up. Get
man,
out.
Well, Lawn, it's a big hill and the main street is down by the beach. And the hill, the last time I was there at the same hotel, last time I stayed in Lawn, I was 15 or 16. My mate Tommy, his parents had, what's a timeshare?
Yeah. Oh,
they were in
classic,
on timeshare.
Classic.
And we stayed at the same resort that I was at last week, just booked online, didn't even have to pay on a month by month basis until the end of my life.
Surely timeshare's gone.
I think it's still going.
Jesus Christ.
It was like in Queensland the other week, on the way down to the Goldie, I saw what was the initial pyramid scheme? The first Amway.
Yeah.
Big fucking office.
Amway.
On the freeway near
Logan.
Let's
call it something else though, don't they? Amway's got lots of different names now.
No.
Yeah, right.
Amway.
Right.
Just an Amway office.
Brilliant.
They're still getting it done.
Yeah.
New dickheads all the time.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, oh, yeah, that's right. So there's a hill and my mate and I at 15, we just hired bikes.
Yeah.
And we just fanged down the hill across the main road down to the beach.
Great.
And I'm looking at it now going, fuck, there's cars.
Probably less traffic then though.
Still.
What is it, the highway?
No. You just go down the hill. Then there's the main street, Lawn Main Street, that goes along the beach. But we just fang out across the main street. So obviously last minute, head check.
Yeah.
Pedal faster.
Too late.
Or cruise. Yeah. They're the only two speeds you go. You can't really bail at that fucking speed. You're going to go. Man. Young blokes. Dumb.
Yeah. You know, you made it though. You made it this far. You're probably not going to die just yet. So Thomas is going a bit of, you know, get back, I've got coffee here. And he splashed some on flight attendant Marlene McDonald, and she suffered second-degree burns, a testament to just how tepid the coffee is on planes. Third degree any day of the week for me for a spilt coffee.
Yeah, and if he wanted to hurt him, just serve them up American coffee.
Yeah.
I'd rather just cop it on force, the fucking
cheeks. Force people to drink it.
Yeah. And have it in my mouth.
Interesting, when trying to find Marlene, all you get is the McDonald's famous hot coffee episode of the 90s. Yeah, it was a bunch of bullshit propaganda.
Someone burnt their balls?
No, well, it was a woman successfully sued McDonald's for spilling coffee on herself and getting burnt. And the sentiment was, of course coffee's hot, you idiot. The world's gone mad, only in America. Litigious bunch of greedy bastards, aren't they? But not really. Because pretty much when you hear of a big company getting sued, good idea not to side with the big guy. They're fucking liars.
Yeah.
Every time. All this old woman wanted was for them to change their policy of serving it up at boiling point because she had third-degree burns on her thighs and her and she said, look, could you maybe sling me $20K to cover medical expenses, please, Ronald? And they said, fuck off, lady. Here's $800. Go away.
$800 for a burnt?
Yeah.
Well, there's many terms.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. And the court took over and fined Macca's nearly $3 million US dollars and gave her $600K. Don't know what they did with the rest. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your life. Middleman expenses. Judge has got to get paid. I don't fucking know.
Jesus. They don't even wear wigs over there, do they? They don't do the English wig.
I don't think so. Judges? Not from what I've seen off Judge Judy.
Yeah. Just their normal hair.
I don't trust Macca's. Ronald McDonald House, fucking hell. Classic tax evasion masquerading as a charity, isn't it? What if?
Oh, man. As anyone now that starts a this is to help kids charity, there's enough.
Yeah. Well, Ronald McDonald, I mean, we care deeply about these little bald kids. Bullshit you do, you fucking liars.
Yeah.
Evading tax.
Well, maybe they're just trying to even up the ledger on the Happy Meal damage.
Yeah. I mean, that's. You're going to just circle. Happy Meals are making these kids sick. Put them in our hospital. Make some more money off them. Double dip. Let's get the parents.
We fix them up. Then they go, thanks, Macca's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put a vending machine out on McDonald House. Get the parents again for that. Just dip, triple dip on the fuckers. It should be Ronald McDonald funerals. I'd be able to get them again.
Oh, man, if they could.
There's a good market there.
If they could, they would. I know this about McDonald's. Biggest, one of the largest real estate owners in the world.
Really?
That's their coin.
Catholic Church and McDonald's. What, their actual restaurants are so much real estate or they bought other land as well?
The land that all the restaurants are on is worth so much and just keeps going up.
Yeah.
That the burgers is almost like, fuck, we may as well do something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Imagine real estate just rising so much, you might as well do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking insane. That's what people do. It's Australia.
That's all of Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we invest in some cool technology or nah? Just get a house.
Buy more fucking units. I went to Ronald McDonald House in Westmead Hospital. Have I told you this before?
No.
I was working for Australian Idol.
Oh, yeah. I think you mentioned this. Smoker?
Yeah. Well, I talked about this before, and I'm sorry, everyone. Fucking pricks.
Well, those that haven't.
Gross.
What were you doing? Australian Idol.
I was driving a minibus full of these turds around to do appearances and shit and to their appointments to learn how to sing and stuff. And then they're doing fucking photo ops places like this and patting bald kids on the head and stuff. And on the way, I'm like, don't fucking smoke. These kids are real sick. You're going to be hugging them and playing up. You know, all of them just smoked, didn't give a fuck. Get out there, cameras on, they start crying. You know, I fucking love kids. I love. As soon as the red light's off, back to normal, little turds. And on the way back, it got real late and I smelt a cigarette while I was driving back. And I went, right, I pulled over. Said, whoever smoke and get out and finish your cigarette. He got out, drove off. Left him there. Fuck him. And they were very silent on the road trip home after that.
Yeah.
The remaining 11.
And how old were you at
Not
this
point?
Not a
word. Oh, mid-20s, late 20s.
Great.
Fuck him.
Just only a couple of years older than them, but so much older at the same time.
Fucking pricks. Deserved it.
Don't you feel like you're meant to be a dad?
Not really. Not like that.
No, but isn't that, you see some people with kids and go, you're not meant to have kids.
You should
have just stayed without them.
Yeah,
Your attitude, I had that attitude. Mid-20s, pull your fucking head in. Oi, can't stop doing that. Stop.
Yeah.
And then you have kids and go, great.
Good practice. Finally all. Yeah. Now I can legitimately do it without getting sued. It's my kids. Get in the fucking car. Although, try saying that to a stranger now.
If I drive off on my son now, probably a bit of trouble.
Yeah. Man, I've been close a few times, but I haven't done it. Susan has kicked on the cockpit door and demanded to be let in because she had a gun.
Oh, sorry. What year was this again?
97.
Oh, yeah. Probably let her in.
Worst thing to say. Someone knocks on my door, let alone kicks it, shouting that they have a weapon of any description. I'm not fucking opening it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even flying a plane. They can do it themselves.
Yeah.
You got a gun, just open the fucking door with that.
Yeah.
Doorknob, gone.
Put a few holes in it. Pistoria style. Who's in there? Not going to check.
Just a pilot having a shit. Imagine if there's a toilet up there now, like they're just sitting on the toilet flying a plane. That'd be good.
I hate when they pop out to go for a... You know, I just don't want to see them.
Yeah. I feel the same way about chefs. I don't want to fucking see them. I don't need to see the help preparing my food. Get out of my sight.
Well, mate, because of Melbourne Comedy Festival, we've been having a lot of food in Chinatown.
Mm.
And what I love about the architects of the a lot of the restaurants around here, they go restaurant, kitchen, toilet.
Yeah.
Just make sure you walk through that kitchen every time.
Yeah, for sure.
Take a shit there next to the wok.
Absolutely. It might be a breadboard full of chopped veggies on the toilet. You've got to move that. Have your number two, put it back, go back and eat. Just don't order that. So
getting a lot done in a fucking cramped space.
Yeah.
I like it.
They got arrested, these two, at LA when the plane landed. Sign of the times. No cable ties, no tasers, no diversion destination. Let's just get there and then deal with these fucking idiots.
But that's also a poor strategy, just in the way that just on a flight from Texas, saying I'm angry with a gun as if you're the only one.
Yeah.
You know.
There's already blokes down the back doing the fucking more chili double pistol into the ceiling by the time they hear that, dancing, kicking their spurs into the seat.
The fucking Yosemite Sams with their hats mushed down under them. That's why they're furious.
So
all their hats are mushed.
Yeah.
With the overhead lockers.
Well, you can't have three people the same height sitting in a three-row thing because their hats hit each other. You've got to have a small person in the middle. The two big ones are fine. They both got held in lieu of a 50K bond.
Oof.
Not a lot of these types have 50K lying around, I wouldn't think.
Also, just a great amount. Just
yeah,
a,
50 grand.
50K is, yeah, it's a radio giveaway amount. It's a...
That's a big payout. Like, that's more than you'd get if you sued someone for something now.
There was, years ago, this must have been 2016 in the States in Vegas, and I was with Bart.
Mm.
Bart and I went to the UFC. It was the night our mates Daniel Sloss and Kai Humphries and Milan and a few others all flew into Vegas. We had a couple of days in Vegas before heading our separate ways. Very wild. But there was a guy in the crowd, one of the earlier fights before the arena fills up. This one may have had 12,000 there, so only a couple thousand in the stadium at this time. And the UFC give performance bonuses, so knockout of the night, submission of the night, best fight. They get 50,000 bonus.
Yeah.
And there was just a maggot bloke yelling 50K for a whole fight. Like nothing had happened, but that's 50K.
What? That's all he did?
Blind.
Like a crowd member. Not he just didn't a have a crowd microphone. Member. He wasn't
No. And it's not like someone had knocked someone out and it's like, fuck, that's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Give him 50K.
Yeah.
He just wanted a knockout of the night.
Yeah, right.
That's all he wanted to see.
Yeah,
right. And so, man, it's gonna happen because they've got to give out that 50K.
Yeah.
We're gonna see a knockout.
Yeah.
50K.
He just had it locked and loaded.
Man, that was it. It's like my son cracked it last night about having broccoli in his pasta sauce.
Mm-hmm.
No broccoli, broccoli out, and then he just got into a loop. No broccoli, broccoli out, no broccoli, no broccoli, broccoli out. And you can't talk them down.
Yeah,
they start
hyperventilating.
That's what this bloke was.
Yeah, right.
With 50K.
A fucking child. Yeah. It's like those guys who have something preloaded. You know they're going to say it. Yeah, don't say it, mate. No, it doesn't fit. It's like he's been doing it all day. Like after the starter whistle in a game of footy, like 2 seconds in, he's been doing it all day. Start yelling
Come
at the ref.
On him.
Yeah, pretty good. The judge, Dikran Mardivos Tevrazan Jr., hot diggity, easy to find.
What was his first name?
Dikran.
Dikran.
Yeah.
If I was a Dikran, I'll make sure my son is also a Dikran.
Oh, yeah.
Why, by the way, I don't know if I've brought this up before. I was talking to my wife about this, saying, imagine, you know, the next kid, if we had a daughter, we just called her Lucia Junior.
Yeah.
Chicks are never...
They don't do juniors.
It's never a fucking Rebecca Junior.
They don't have the fucking ego. That's why. Like, it's a mad fucking, you know, heritage thing. This bloodline bullshit.
Well, fucking...
Your mate.
Conor McGregor, his son, Conor Junior.
Yeah, of course. Oh, he eats fucking steak. I saw that. You sent me something. He's a fucking toddler.
His toddler's...
Ribeye on his plate.
Steak and chips for brekkie.
Fuck me. Yeah. At least he doesn't have to blend it anymore. He used to blend up the little bastard's steak and chips. So Dick Rand, he said Susan's behaviour was unconscionable, at which point Susan cried. Dick Rand, interesting character. He's since retired from his position and works as a mediator for a for-profit organisation, as if that's needed to be fucking stated in America. Even not-for-profits are clearly for-profit in the land of the free. Charity is a concept, as we've, it's goddamn unconstitutional.
People just say not for profit, and people hear that not understanding just how accounting works.
Yeah.
Not for profit just means they're not announcing a profit. They've gone to zero.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean the operating costs aren't through the fucking roof,
including their wages.
Yeah.
I'm a not for profit, but my wages go up every year. But I just don't I don't record a profit and I don't list it on the fucking stock exchange. Mad. Such
just
a
burn
strange
it all
thing
beforehand.
Fucking ruse.
Well, thankfully, though, the profits do allow us to get some really shitty corporates around the middle of the year.
Oh, man.
And companies go, we've got
about to
spend
to
this
do
budget.
One. I'll have a good story in a couple of weeks, I reckon. One time, Dick Rand, Armenian for king, the first Armenian federal court judge in the USA, no less.
King Jr.
Yes.
Prince.
Prince. He could be he's the prince. Sentenced two blokes to death in 2007 in California. Barbaric. But then what they did was pretty fucking grim.
Hold on, just quickly.
What?
He sentenced them to death in California.
Yeah.
Then he's become a judge. Was this in California or is this Texas?
Oh, no, this is 10 years later. He's sentencing these two. No, he's not sentencing the fucking two on the plane to death.
No, I know that. I mean that judge, Dick Rand.
Yeah.
Is he in Texas now or is that plane in California?
No, it's in California.
Oh, all right.
Because they landed in LA.
I just thought maybe he did enough death penalties in the past that Texas have gone, call him up.
Yeah,
it's
big
leagues, mate.
Let's get him over here. The 01-02 murder season in the Highway 99 / Parrots Ferry Bridge area, absolute bonanza.
Wow.
Two knockabout larrikins, Zhuriju Katamovas and Iuri Mikhail from Lithuania and Russia, respectively, kidnapped and held to ransom no less than five people. Do they feature on Murderpedia, you may ask? Do they ever?
Wow.
These two characters received over $1 million US dollars, that's about $1.5 million AUD, from relatives who deposited cash in an Emirates bank account. Killed them all anyway.
Oof.
So not to be trusted in the end.
Greedy.
Injected them with diphenhydramine, an insomnia medication, which when taken in large quantities works immediately. Suffocated or strangled them, depending on the mood. Weighed them down and chucked them in a reservoir or reservoir for the Melbourne
reservoir,
listeners.
Yeah.
Thanks for the memories. R.I.P. And you know me, mate. I'm not one to generalise, but when you hear a Russian accent, you're about to be offered vodka for morning tea and or become about 20 centimetres shorter, probably 30 for you due to your oversized head. News stories beginning with the words. Two men from Lithuania and Russia. Crack the knuckles, put your cuppa down. We're fucking on here.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, best case is they've had a punch on at a basketball match.
Oh, yeah. A world champion boxer or there's been a fucking murder.
Yeah.
A grisly one. A grim discovery will be the next sentence. A man walking his dog made a grim discovery. Or sometimes what happens, I wonder what happens to all that cash. Do you get your money back? Like what?
Oh.
Because you're not getting what you paid for.
Yeah.
Like if I had $1 million cold hard, someone said, give me $1 million, I'll kill your brother. I'd say, sure, no question. You know, leave me a tenner for lunch or something. I'm hungry, but rest is yours. Absolutely. And then they just lop off his head anyway. I'd have my fucking hand out. So, look, lads, sorry. I know I'm not exactly returning a faulty soda stream to Big W, but you did say, what happens to that cash? Like, I assume someone in the Emirates just goes, oh, well, that's mine now.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this about the Emirates. For profit. Big for profit place.
Everything must go. One day it's just going to sink, be really low, be down to the water table. Anyway, these two characters still on death row. That's not a death sentence. Sounds like a life sentence to me. The opposite of death.
Well, Americans love making a rash decision on, you know,
on putting someone to death.
Death.
And then, yeah.
28 years later.
Yeah.
Actually copping the death. Yeah. And by that time, they've changed. Not
well,
only.
They're Christians then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, spiritually changed, but also just physically, just on a cellular level.
Yeah.
You've probably swapped over four times. What is it? Every 7 years, every cell's gone?
Oh, yeah. It's a different bloke.
Yeah.
Different so, man.
Yeah. You know what I don't like is a lot of those stories when the, you know, it's the week of, finally, 46 years after they've done the murder, they're going to be put to death for it. And they're like, but I wrote a kid's book and I help out. And I,
you know,
nobody ever goes the other way. Nobody goes into jail, going to be put to death. And you go, well, fuck this.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Just fucking murder everyone in here.
Yeah, for sure.
Why? Yeah.
You know, the telling thing, because a lot of them just claim innocence all the way because they want to get off. But the telling thing for me is the last meal. Three buckets of chicken and four cheesecakes. Fuck, you did it, man. Absolutely no question.
What what meal would you look for that you go, fuck, we've got an innocent?
Oh, like a rare fucking
steak,
ribeye, you know, dry-aged steak and a fruit compote and something healthy as well with it. You know? Oh, he probably didn't do it.
Yeah.
Put him out.
Can I get some, may I get some grilled asparagus?
Yes.
So hold on, hold the needle. But, if you're getting a Big Mac meal for the last one.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, an animal.
No one's getting a Big Mac meal. They're getting the whole shop, everything in their fucking slide. Everything with that little timer is about to go off. I'll have seven cheeseburgers,
I think
two
we've,
juniors and a filet.
We spoke about this recently, the final meal.
Mm.
I just, whatever makes it messier for the person that's got to clean the chair
after. Yeah. Yeah, but then that's like shit in a seat on a plane because you're angry at the airline. Some poor fucking cleaner's got to do that. It's not the, you know, you're not getting back at the executives by
shit
in a seat.
Yeah, they don't have to clean it. The governor doesn't have to do it.
No, the judge isn't coming out and cleaning up your turd.
Yeah, King Junior.
Some poor foreigner coming to fucking clean up your shit later and just hating us more. You know how these two got done?
Yeah.
The usual.
Greed.
Combo. Loose lips and fishermen. That's fucking very, very common. Oh, yeah, fishermen, old men walking their dogs, and fucking loose lips. That'll get everyone. Anyway, Dick Rand presides over these two idiots as well, Susan and Thomas. And 28-year-old Susan, she gets 2 years in a federal prison for belligerence. Pretty
two
hefty.
Years?
2 years.
So hold on. She kicked the door. I've got a gun. She clearly didn't have a gun. She's on a plane.
Yeah.
Even Texas wouldn't have that. That's it.
Yeah.
So old mate Coffee Pots, he's got to get less because he didn't kick a door.
Belligerent.
Yeah.
Fuck. If that were a thing, you'd be in jail for the back chat you direct towards me. Fucking belligerent sounds like such a small thing. I was a belligerent child. No one put me in jail. They just kicked the fuck out of me at school. federal, better than state in terms of prisons, you probably notice, even though federal crime sounds much worse. State prisons are violent, aren't they? Federal, not so much. That's what I've grown to gather from my recent research.
But I think it depends on what you did to end up in the federal prison.
Okay.
If you kicked a cockpit door, probably a rough one.
Yeah.
But if you stole everyone's super, fine.
Just a country club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golf every day. Only nine holes, though.
Yeah.
Sucked in. So she ratted out Thomas Casper, 36, her friend. Everyone sells you down the river when this happens. Save your own skin by dobbing.
Yeah, but also ratting out implies nobody knew Thomas was the one with the coffee
pot. No, she didn't rat him out. She just dobbed and said, no, it was all him, his idea. We teach this early, though. Pop your head into a kindy. Watch all the kids sing like canaries when some poor bastard does a fart or something wrong. Right? Yeah. Oh, it was him. It was him. Hey, miss, it was him. Fucking hell. Straight on. A nation of dobbers we are.
My son does that now, but it's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But
who farted? Dadda.
Yeah.
Hooey dadda cucka. It was you, mate.
Yeah, I get dobbed on all the time. The prosecution said, well, look, fuck off, snitchy. You kicked a hole in the cockpit door, which she did. Like, obviously, 97 was just a bit of fucking ply. Just that shit.
Table
that
tennis bat material.
Yeah.
Did you play, not table tennis, bat tennis? Did you ever have bat tennis at school?
No, we just had tennis.
What
the fuck is bat tennis? Hard, like wooden bats?
Yeah, wooden bat, square bat with a handle, wooden bats, like plywood.
This is ping pong.
No, but on concrete.
Oh, this is an invented game at your school.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have room for tennis courts.
Definitely.
Yeah, right.
Very jailhouse.
So no.
Yeah. Very state prison tennis.
Yeah. Ending with someone getting smashed with a fucking bat in the head.
Which is what a lot of them at Glen Devon Primary School would have ended up playing.
They said, yeah, you kicked a hole in the cockpit door. And that's when she said, no, wasn't me. Turns out Susan had had a bad childhood. Evidently, her mum and dad got on the plane that day and kicked a hole in the cockpit door. Wasn't Susan at all.
You know what did the damage to that door? Dad leaving.
Yeah. Oh. My stepdad did that.
I thought it was your foot.
Thomas, on the other hand,
pleaded. How good.
Yeah, it's great. Mum and dad did it. Thomas pleaded guilty, no question, even though he didn't do anything either. Methamphetamine scored with a flight attendant that day. Methamphetamines picked up a couple of coffee pots and fucking spilt them on a flight attendant.
Shit meth.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you'd asked me beforehand that, you know, someone's swinging a coffee pot and somebody's kicked a hole in a cockpit door saying I've got a gun, I would have locked them in for the meth.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one for bad childhood.
Yeah. They flipped it around. So keep us guessing. Problem with meth, when you get on a plane, problem with meth in general, from what I can gather, quite Moorish. But probably the last thing you'd take before getting on a plane. But fuck, I've seen it a few times recently. Dick Ran, he wasn't having it. He said, look.
The king.
He said, and I quote, the business of disrupting airline flights is getting more serious every day.
Certainly is. It's keeping us in a job.
Yeah.
Here at MFB HQ.
Sort of. Thomas had to pay Marlene McDonald $10,000 for her second degree burns.
And cash.
Cold hard cash.
$10,000 cash.
Yeah. And a couple of McDonald's Monopoly cards or something as well. His and hers prison time of 3 and 2 years respectively.
Hold on, he got three for the coffee pots.
As usual, bloody patriarchy get more than their fair share.
He just swang some. He got a bit of fucking international roast in the gob.
He shouldn't have mentioned meth. He should have said mum and dad did it. Done.
One.
And
and they were worse.
Yeah. My stepdad.
I'll snitch on
he
them.
Took some meth.
Yeah. Whatever her parents were like, mine were even worse. Yeah, they did meth. I got hit with a coffee pot. That's why I freaked out when I saw two of them. Fucking hell. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Heggy, your show's coming up one more time.
Oh, yeah. Sydney and Perth Comedy Festival's coming right up. A bunch more shows this weekend if you're in Melbourne, but they're nearly selling out, so sucked in. And, things going well.
LukeHeggie.com.
You, mate.
For those. NickCody.com.au. Perth Comedy Festival. I'm there April 24, the night of the pod. We've got the pod in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm at the Astor Theatre that night. And then the weekend after, April 30, my birthday, May 1st and 2nd, Sydney Comedy Store.
Nice.
And we've got the live pod Sydney May 1st.
Yeah.
Almost sold out.
In the afternoon. Get in on that.
At Midflight Brawl on Instagram, midflightbrawlpod @gmail.com. Thanks for all the messages. Thanks for getting around us on Patreon.
And, special thanks to the Patreon members keeping it going. There's a few more of you joining up. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Pencils are on their way. If you haven't got them already, send them out on the first of each month.
It keeps all the sounds going.
Woo!
So we do appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
All right. See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.